This one's called The End of Summer. Where does the change happen? When does one thing become another? Summer slowly slips away and autumn gradually comes in, little by little, like a tide. There is no one moment when the change happens. It's a process of many moments. And then one day it is clear summer is over and we're in autumn. The first signs start to appear in late summer. A new chill suddenly in the air one day, and then a wave of warmer weather returns, and the summer is not done. But there is a different feeling in the air. The light changes and becomes softer, more golden. Everything is beginning to turn, until one morning I wake up and know today it is definitely a day for ankle boots, not sandals, a woolen cardigan, not a denim jacket. I wonder if this is really the nature of change. Sometimes it comes suddenly and dramatically out of the blue, but often it is this process of one thing gradually giving way to another. That process is present when someone I meet becomes a friend, turns gradually from a stranger into someone I feel close to. There might be one moment when I realize the person has become a real friend, but usually it's the cumulative effect of many moments, conversations, kindnesses, sympathies, a dance of closer then further apart, then closer again, until the realization that we're now friends. Making big life decisions reflects this process of slow, incremental change. One day I have a thought about a new direction I might go in, but life goes on, as it has for the meantime. Then I return to that thought, do some research into the new possibility, sit with it. I'm preparing, gestating the new season. Slowly the energy gathers and I make the change. I look back and can see I've made a leap, but it took many small leaps to make it. I used to be impatient when I was younger, but I'm learning to enjoy waiting with the evolution of one thing turning into another, and to enjoy the moments along the way.